and with Joshua from New York. Are you there, Joshua?
Hey, hello, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, I just want to thank you for saving me from the Bush bashing. It's all about 9/11 movement there and bringing me in further down the rabbit hole.
Yes, it's a deep hole.
You know, it's interesting you say that, and it's also on topic with know your enemy. I'm finding now, as I try more and more to educate myself, I mean, first of all, sifting through the BS is just hard as anything.
Yes, it is.
But I trying to, you know, educate myself and trying to, you know, further myself into this process, I'm losing more and more of the people that mean so much to me. And
I know.
It's really disheartening, and I'm almost 30 years old now, you know, and I feel as though I never knew who I was. Is that everything that I am, everything that I thought I was, is just blurred that I've heard on the news, and I, even now I catch myself, you know, repeating the phrases it's just so disheartening, Alan, and I constantly question myself. You know, you always say, know thyself, and it's really hard if you're, especially now. I'm like I said, I'm almost 30 years old, and I don't have a clue who I am. I have no idea who I am, and that's more depressing than I was 2 years ago. I mean, I'm
that's
in a relationship now with a woman who I love very much, and she fights me tooth and nail every single day on anything that she doesn't want to hear, and she won't even look at the things that I'm talking about. She won't even sit there and take the time to say, yes, that's right, or no, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. She won't even take the time, and it's just so disheartening.
I know. And that's the key to it. You talk about know thyself. Well, that's you're going through the very bottom stage where you're starting to know yourself, and it really starts in the wilderness. And
that's for sure.
You do find that as you change, you start to leave people behind you because you're going up and they're still down there. And they're telling you loud and clear they want to stay down there. They say that ignorance is bliss.
And
it's very true for the ignorant. But when your mind starts to take off on its own, you can't stop it, and there's no going back.
And I don't want to, but I don't want to lose the people that mean the most to me. I mean, these are people that, you know, this woman, I want to marry her. I want her to, you know, mother my children. But, I mean, she won't even sit down and listen to pediatricians and doctors who say, hey, 2% of the 2% people that have polio that caused paralysis only get it for a long-standing time. I mean, now we're talking like 0.002%.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just, she fights me so much. It's just so disheartening, Alan.
And I know. You've got to do an awful lot of thinking. What you'll have to do, too, is, and I mean this, it's not easy at the beginning, but eventually you do get used to it. You start to live inside your head when you're around people that you love, and relatives and so on, because there's two different worlds, and they will never understand where you are.
Unbelievable. It's
a lot. You're waking up, and that's it. That in itself is a miracle, but it has its price. And you have to start to learn to walk amongst the people, do the basic communicating. I call it robo-speak. But you also have to live in your head at the same time. There's no point in trying. See, you cannot make people wake up. You can't make them wake up.
Well, I'm trying, Alan. I'm trying to become more self-sufficient. I'm trying to take my life back.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. I mean, even with the aerial spraying, I mean, here it is, July 4th, the Patriots of Patriots holiday here in the States. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, who lives in upstate New York will tell you, this has been the biggest aerial spraying day that I've noticed. I mean, in the past couple of weeks, you know, I mean, I'm like, wow, looks like they're calming down in their ways and their means. And here it is, July 4th, and my clock.
Yeah, I've got it up here, too. But you see, they love to mock the victims. down below. They love to mock the victim as part of the ritual. And so here, as you say, here they are partying and being sprayed like bugs. And that's just mocking the victim. Yeah.
One last question, Alan, and I want to keep it short because I know you have a lot of people who appreciate what you do. But what you know, for someone like myself who is, you know, in this process of waking up, how can we know who we are when we've been taught for 30 years of our lives that you're nothing more than what the television tells you? How do we know thyself? All I know about who I am is I love to help people. That innate survival mechanism, it's there. And no matter how many times I've been burned or whatnot from other people, that's all I want to do is I want to help people. What else can I do to know who I am?
To know who you are, it's in those little quiet moments when your mind does relax and you find it drifting off into something you do love. And it's through recognizing what you do love, and even the simple things in nature or whatever, it tells you who you are. You're capable of it to begin with. And when you're capable of these things, it's telling you who the real you happens to be. And you take note of all those little things, the things that do upset you when you see people getting hurt or put down or whatever, that's innate within you. You don't have to be taught that. You already have those qualities. And these are the things you must take note of. And as you build on that and take note of them and list them, you start to find out once again who you are. But you also find out where your weaknesses are as well, and then you have to deal with them.